another day. So glad to join you on our Shift Today radio experience with everyday people. My name is Nina Roach, and I am so honored to be your ministry morning host Monday through Friday, where you and I get a chance to establish the Word of God and make a kingdom sound together in the name of Jesus. You know, we have a sound of redemption. We have a sound of righteousness. We have a sound of the revelation knowledge that the Holy Spirit gives us. We have a sound that this kingdom of God is real. It's our reality, and we get a chance to manifest the reality of the kingdom of God, and we know the kingdom of God is righteousness. It is peace, and it is joy in the Holy Spirit. It is the fulfillment of the Holy Spirit manifesting himself in us and through us. Because what's the sense of the Holy Spirit downloading and manifesting the Word of God inside of you if he can't do it through you, so that the world can see? We're not called to quench our light and put it under a bush or put it under a bed, put it under a mattress. We're called to let our light so shine in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today we're going to have such a wonderful episode today, as we always do Monday through Friday, but specifically today, I woke up singing this song, and I read a devotional that I have. It's a personal devotional. It sits right on the side of my bed, and I turn it over, and it was so funny after I got myself together and prior to the radio segment, and I looked at it, and I said, wow, today it says, I call forth into my life, and I receive and take full possession of visits with the Lord and victory. And the song that I woke up singing this morning is "The Victory Belongs to Jesus." That's what we're going to be talking about this morning, that the victory belongs to Jesus. Make that your first declaration of faith, because whatever you might be experiencing, even if it's good, you still got to know, so that you can't, none of us can take credit of what God does. The victory belongs to Jesus. Everything that you all are, we are pressing forward in, that we are moving forward, we are advancing the kingdom. We are not here to compromise. We are here to take over, and we're starting with victory. Why? Because the victory belongs to Jesus, but because Jesus is in us, the victory belongs to you. So say this with me. The victory belongs to Jesus, and the victory belongs to me. Say that with confidence, especially concerning you and I. Say it again. The victory belongs to Jesus, and the victory belongs to me. You got to know, beloved, that everything inside of you, that's why Jesus fought so hard to depossess and get everything back for you and I, to get our health back, to get our wealth back, to get our identity back, to get our provisions back, so we don't have to depend on the world system to get results. When we have 100% faith, when we put our faith in God to get results, and God will provide the favor. God will provide the resources. God will provide the money. Money is not our issue, beloved. What is our issue? I truly believe, and I'm not excluding myself as well. What is our issue? I truly believe it goes back to our belief system. As Jesus would tell us all this morning by the Spirit of the Lord, do you believe that I can do this? And every time I hear the Holy Spirit ask me that question, and I believe he's beckoning you on to make a response to that question, do you believe that I can heal you? Do you, not even that I can, do you believe that I have already healed you? Uh-huh. Do you believe that I have already given you this land, given you this favor, given you this? Do you believe that I have already done this, and this is your time, and this is your season, and now is not the time to shrink back? Now it's time to stretch out your hands, like I mentioned in Bible study last week, like Perez. And what does Perez mean? It means the bursting forth, the breaking through. This is the burden remover breaking forth. This is our seed that we have been planting, as I said in the beginning of the year, that this is the year of the harvester. So now it's time to harvest our seeds. Now it's time to break forth. That seed is crackling. It's like it can't go any further under the ground, and therefore it has to break forth. for what you intended when you initially planted it, whether if it was 5 years ago, whether if it was 3 years ago, whether if it was last Sunday, whether if it was even last night, because I know that we have a supernatural God and God is accelerating things for us because it is him that is desiring to see his kingdom come forth. Hear what I'm telling you today. This is not only the season for the preaching of the gospel, continuing of the kingdom, shall I say, and the teaching and the preaching of the kingdom, and that all that Jesus has obtained for us. But this is the time for manifestation, where there's genuine signs and wonders following the word, where there's evidence to say, we have heard, here it is, and now we're showing the fruit. We have heard, and now here is the manifestation. That's what Paul said. Paul basically told them, he said, show me your fruit. Show me your evidence. Are you talking about all this stuff? We can talk about it all we want. We can manifest it, decree it all we want, but there must be some sort of manifestation. Even from James 2:8, it says, but someone will say, you have faith, and someone else will say, but I have deeds. So show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds. Woo, that's so good. I'm going to have to pull that up in another scripture. Hear what I'm telling you this morning. That was none but the Holy Ghost this morning that led us there. But before we even go any further, because I can see we're definitely going completely in, because we got the victory, and that's what we're talking about today. We have the victory of God. So what does he say? I'm going to pull this up. Because you know how I like to roll. I like to see it in different versions. I'm going to pull it up from the message. I'm going to pull it up from my new TPT. I like that TPT. That TPT is something else. What is the TPT? It is the Passion Translation. Then I'm going to hit it right here again in the Amplified Version. See, you know, when you come on Shift to this platform, you get nothing but all word. You don't need to hear nothing else. You don't need to see something else. All you need to hear is what is the Holy Ghost telling me in this hour that's revealed from the Word of God, so that I can go back into it, I can look at it, I can put my eyes before it, I can incline my ears to it, and I can hear it over and over again so that faith can come, then I can believe it, and then from that belief I can make a decision, because that's what I'm telling you, you can't do nothing on the outside of you until you make a decision on the inside of you. Yesterday I had to make a very critical decision. But guess what? But I didn't make the decision just because I needed to make a decision to move forward, but I needed to make a decision from what I truly believed. And I'm going to give you that as a strategy and a nugget this morning from the Holy Spirit. Do not make a decision until you completely believe in your believer that you know, that you know, that you know, that this is what God has said, this is what I'm going to do because this is what God has said, and I believe it, and that settles it. Even before I open up my Bible, that is my prayer. Holy Spirit, I'm going to believe everything that is in this word, and it settles it. So if my soul, my mind, my will, my emotions, and my intellect is being challenged by what I'm reading or challenged by what I'm hearing, help my soul, Holy Spirit. Why don't you ask the Holy Spirit that? Say, help my soul, Holy Spirit. Comfort my soul, Holy Spirit, so that I am fully persuaded, as Abraham was. Abraham had to finally come to his sober senses in his soul and be fully persuaded by the Holy Spirit. And then, therefore, because of his belief, he was willing to stand. It was the same thing when I was believing for my car. I was able to make a decision that I am not going to get a car. I'm going to believe God for my car by faith, and I'm going to be fully persuaded. So therefore, when you are fully persuaded, there is a stance, there is a position that you take as a believer because you believe in what God has said. Whether just like David was fully persuaded that I know I'm a warrior, and I know that I can slay the giants, I can slay Goliath, I am a warrior, this is what I'm known to do, this is what God has put in my DNA, in my spirit, to line up with righteousness. So what did David do? David took full possession, but he also, his possession was to what first? full position. But what was his position? He first went to acknowledge God, like Proverbs 3:5 says, in all of his ways. So what did he say? God, should I take him? Because if God would have said no just because he was a warrior and he went to take it anyway, then guess what? There would not have been no fruit to that. Why? Because the Holy Spirit would not have told him to do that. Why? Because the Holy Spirit wouldn't have gotten any results. He wouldn't have gotten any fruit from that. So therefore, as I'm talking about today, that the victory not only belongs to Jesus, the victory belongs to you. And what did he say? It was written in James 2:8, as I read earlier from the Amplified Bible, but someone may say, claim to have faith and I have good works. And then he says, James says, but show me your alleged faith without works, if you can, and I will show you my faith by my works. That is by what I do. In other words, faith without works is dead. The Message translation says from James 2:18, he says, I can already hear one of you agreeing by saying. See, you already got to always agree by saying, even if it's wrong, even if it's a negative. Satan can't do anything until you first agree and say. That's what he says even in Matthew 6. He says, take no thought saying, but you can't take a thought saying until you first take a thought by agreeing with the thought. Oh, I'm going to say that again. You cannot take a thought saying by agreeing with the word of God until you first take a thought by agreeing with the thought. You got to agree with the thought. So if the thought is negative, or if the thought is health, or if the thought is illness or sickness and disease, if the thought is brokenness, if the thought is prosperity, if the whatever the thought is, if the thought is good about your marriage, if the thought is negative, you got to first agree. And this is a strategy for some of you all. Maybe this is a place today for you to reason with God and to locate yourself. Maybe you've taken the wrong thought. Maybe you drank the Kool-Aid thought, and therefore you got the Kool-Aid action, and now you got the Kool-Aid sayings, and now we see the Kool-Aid results. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Take the thought of God, as he says in Amos 3:3, how can we walk together unless they be in agreement? He says from James 2:18 from the Message Bible, I can already hear one of you agreeing by saying, sounds good. You take care of the faith department and I'll handle the works department. Not so fast, James is saying from the Message Bible. You can no more show me your works apart from your faith. And then I will show you my faith apart from my works. Faith and works. Works and faith together, hand and glove. Even from the NCV, the New Century Version, it says, someone might say you might have faith, but I have deeds. Show me your faith without doing anything, and I will show you my faith by what I do. Say, this is what I do. Say it again. This is what I do. Say it again. Come on, because it's a Shift Today radio experience. So I need you to be fully engaged. And I can hear you in the spirit. I can hear you, some of you all just may not be even distracted. You just come on here just like some kind of legalistic way. No, I need you to be fully engaged because of what the Holy Spirit is imparting into your spirit. Even from the translation, Passion Version, the Passion Translation, it says that someone might object and say, one person has faith and another person has works. Go ahead then and prove to me that you have faith without works, and I will show you by my works as proof that I believe. See, so faith has proof. Your belief has proof. They both go hand in hand. So basically, ultimately, what I've been saying since we started is that the victory belongs to Jesus, and the victory belongs to you. The Holy Spirit has given us that victory through Jesus Christ. God has given us that victory through Jesus Christ. That's why he had to come in the body and come into a covenant agreement with himself, because he cannot lie. He could no longer depend on man to do it, because the man that and the system of the law from the Mosaic law wouldn't work. It was a failing system. The law was good. In other words, the word was good, but the people that was trying to uphold the law, they were not good, because there was so much iniquity that was filled in their hearts from the fall of Adam. But hear what I'm telling you today. The second Adam got us back. He got us back on course. He got us back in our identity. So we start whatever we do from a place of victory, not from our victory, because we have no victory. We start from the place of Jesus. And now that we have partaken of Jesus, now we have his victory. So because we have his victory, everything to us is yes and amen. That's why we have favor, the favor of God surrounding us as with the shield. That's why when we come before God, he's like, you can make a decision. You have already got my yes. I've already stepped and approved the thing that you're about to do. Hear what I'm telling you today, this morning, on Shift by the Spirit of the Lord. And so, Holy Spirit, we could thank you for this word that you've given us this morning as you continue to lead us on through these declarations of faith. You're thinking through my mind and speaking through the lips of clay as I am leading this mighty army. Though we may be small, we are mighty in the name of Jesus. For you have set out a remnant of people who have said yes to you. They have said yes to the call. They have laid aside their identity, as I talked about yesterday, for the sake of the gospel. They have laid aside fear for the sake of the gospel. They have laid aside all the things that the enemy has tried to oppose them, even their past, for the sake of the gospel, and to take hold of the kingdom of God. And I thank you, Holy Spirit, that of and in and of ourselves that we can do nothing, but we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. We can do everything through the anointed one and through his anointing, his power that gives us the strength, that gives us the wisdom, that gives us the power, that gives us the answer through revelation knowledge. We can move beyond in the mysteries of the Holy Spirit without the enemy ever knowing what we're doing. He doesn't realize that we have already signed the dotted lines on many things just by saying yes. He doesn't know that we have already committed ourselves, but he's watching our position. He's waiting for those weak moments where he can think that his suggestions will work, but like they worked in the garden. But we are the remnant that's saying not on our watch, not on the first watch, the second watch, the third watch, the fourth watch, the fifth watch, the sixth watch, or the seventh watch, or the eighth watch. We are saying, like Jesus said, it is finished, and knowing that the victory belongs to you. The victory belongs to you. Make it personal. Come on with me. The victory belongs to me. Say it, say it. Come on. The victory belongs to me. Say it, come on. Victory belongs to me. The victory belongs to me. See, you got the victory. And as long as you know that you can start with the victory of the Lord, everything is going to be all right. Oh, yeah, I'm going to read that this morning. I haven't read that in a while, but let's go quickly right now to Jude 1, especially from the Message Bible. What does he say in Jude? I like our old faithful friend Jude. He says, I haven't read this in a long time. This is really good. It says, from Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and a brother of James, to all who have been called by God. Isn't that you, everyday people? Even though you might not have known you've been called by God, you've been called by God. And it's time for you to wake up to know that you've been called by God and not put aside for all of the reasons of why God should have not called you. That's why he should not have called you, because he knows that he'll get credit for everything that happens in your life. He knows that you will not boast because you have nothing to boast about as far as you're making your boast, because when he found us, we was a hot, wretched mess. Amen. So therefore he says, Jude, am a slave to Jesus Christ and brother to James, writing to those loved by God. Say that with me as a declaration of faith. I am loved by God, my Father, and I am called and kept safe by Jesus Christ. I'm reading right out of Jude 1 as your declaration. So this is what Jude tells us. And this is not a suggestion. This is literally a command. He says, relax. Everything's going to be all right. Rest. Everything's coming together. Open your heart. Love is on the way. Isn't that wonderful? Just to know that you can relax even while you're waiting. There's a rest that belongs to the people of God. There's a rest where there's no more toiling like the world to get results. There's a rest that happens when we say, you know what? I'm not moving until I hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. What did he tell us in Hebrews? In Hebrews 4, verse 1, he says, from the Passion Translation, now God has offered to us the same promise of entering into his realm, of resting, here it is, in confident faith. So we must be extremely careful to ensure that we embrace the fullness of that promise and not fail to experience it. Even it says from the Amplified, the title even says the believer's rest from Hebrews 4:1. He says, therefore, then we all got also have to say, well, what is this there for? And he gets ready to tell us, this is why this is there for here. While the promise of entering, this means something you have to do intentionally. That means when you're going through something, you can stop and make a decision and say, you know what? I'm going to enter into the rest of God. Because, see, when you enter, I haven't said this in a quote in a long time, but when you enter into the rest of God, you enter into the rest of all that God has for you. That means you enter into a fullness. There is no more toiling. There is no more manipulating. There is no more, let me figure it out. As much as I hear people say, I'm figuring it out, I'm like, it's almost like for me, I hear a cat's claws on a chalkboard. And you know how that sounds? It's really irritating. Only because I know why it's irritating, because I'm thinking in my mind, believers, or even a believer that's an unbeliever right now, please stop trying to figure it out. And as long as you try to figure it out, it's a waste of time. It's best just to enter into a rest of God as a child of God, as a believer in God. As he said, have faith in God, Mark 11:22. And when you rest and enter into that rest, it's no more toiling, because you got to know if God told you about something, he is going to bring you through it. He's going to bring you, he brought it to you because it's something that he wants to do. And if it's God, it's going to be, it ain't going to be like a, just necessarily a cakewalk in the natural. But sometimes that's what it takes, because he says the kingdom of heaven suffer violent. And the violent, what do? We take it by force. So you have to even take your supernatural rest, which is a fulfillment of Jesus that he has died to give you and I. Therefore, he says the believer's rest in Hebrews 4:1. Therefore, while the promise of entering his rest still remains, because it still remains, because he still remains, and it's freely offered today. If something freely offered, isn't that a gift? Okay, that means no working. Let us fear, and not the fear like to be afraid, but in other words, a reverential fear. Let us fear in case any one of you may seem to come short of reaching it or think he has come too late. In other words, this rest belongs to you. The Message Bible says, for as long then as that promise of resting in him, who's in him, Christ, pulls us on to God's goal for us, we need to be careful that we're not disqualified. What is he talking about being disqualified of entering into the rest? So how do you get disqualified? By trying to figure it out, like to tell somebody, oh, you know what, hold on, let me try to figure this out. It's like, please, don't figure it out. Let me go and pray about this so that I can get an answer by revelation knowledge from the Holy Spirit, and I'll get back to you, and we will know what to do. See, that's a prayer of a confidence. That's the faith rest life in of life of a believer. Amen. We've received the same promises. The Message Bible says from Hebrews 4:1-3, we've received the same promises as those in the wilderness, meaning the Israelites. But the promises didn't do them a bit of good. Why? Because they did not receive the promises with faith. In other words, they didn't mix the promises with belief. They believed it, but they didn't mix it with an action. In other words, they didn't take a position of faith to believe that God would lead them. But instead, they were trying to hide the manna and do all of this other stuff. When God says, don't hide any manna. Don't store anything up. I'm going to provide for you every single day. And that's what he's telling you. You don't have to save up anything. Well, I mean, of course, use wisdom to save resources that God has given you. And it doesn't necessarily mean financial resources. Maybe he's telling you to save up some things in other areas, but save up a lot of faith, because you're going to need faith in these last days. Your faith, as I heard my prophet Bill Winston say, and these last days are going to be much more than gold. Your faith is all you're going to need to get the medium of exchange, to exchange a natural substance, a tangible thing in the world, with a kingdom substance, which is faith. Amen? He says, so they didn't do a bit of good because they did not receive the promises which we believe, though we'll experience that state of resting. I'm going to say it again. If we believe, though we'll experience that state of resting, but not if we don't have faith. Remember that God says, exasperated I vow, they'll never get where they're going. They'll never be able to sit down and rest. Sit down and rest. It doesn't mean the absence of motion. Rest. Hear what I'm telling you. Rest is a supernatural gift given to God, given by God through the word of God, Jesus, as he said, sit. The Holy Spirit is telling us today, sit down and rest. In other words, know that I am God. Know that this is the promise. Mix it with faith by showing me your action of works. As I read to you out of James 2:18, it goes like with a hand and a glove, that if you're going to enter into this rest, then there's a work that must be done. And he says faith and works, works and faith, they fit together hand and glove. That is your proof that you believe the promises of God. Your rest is that you believe the promises of God. I'm going to say it again. Your rest, your position, what is the position? Oh, this is revelation knowledge. Thank you for this, Holy Spirit. The Message Bible says in Hebrews 4, verse 3, remember that God says, exasperated I vow, they'll never get where they're going, never be able to sit down and rest. The position is to sit down. And here's the revelation knowledge. What did he say? That we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So our position is to sit down in heavenly places in Christ Jesus and rest and witness the mysteries that the Holy Spirit is going to reveal to you, the very next thing to do concerning the thing that he has brought you to. Amen. So as you take your position and rest in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that is your proof that you believe the word of God. Amen. Was not this a great message this morning for you to take hold of and to believe that you receive when you pray belongs to Jesus? What is the definition of the victory? When I looked that up in the Webster's this morning, it says victory, conquest, the defeat of an enemy in battle or of an antagonist in conquest, a gaining of the superiority in war or combat. Victory supposes the power of an enemy or an antagonist to prove inferior to that of the victor. So you are the victor. You have Christ's victory. Say that with me. I am a victor, and Jesus is Lord over my victory, over my spirit, over my soul, and over my body. I am never inferior. I am the head and not the tail. I am on top and not at the bottom. Today, I am seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, and I take hold of the opportunity that the Holy Spirit is presenting before me. I do not have a spirit of fear. I have a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and a sound mind. I am fit for battle. I am spiritually fit and fortified and resolute in my mind. I am spiritually fit, kingdom of God. I walk by faith and not by sight. My faith is steadfast and my faith is unfaltering. In the name of Jesus, today, I enter into the rest of God victoriously, and I stay sit. I believe that is my position. I have proof that I believe by being seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I am a believer. I am a receiver in the name of Jesus. My rest is a gift from God, and I walk by faith and not by sight in the name of Jesus. I am the head and not the tail in the name of Jesus. I seal my declarations of faith in the name of Jesus. I believe it. I will it. I take my victory. I have my victory, and I thank you, Father, for giving me the victory of Jesus manifested through the Holy Spirit. I seal my declarations of faith today in the name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that I can ask or imagine, according to the power that is working in me now. To him that is able to keep me from falling and failing, and to present me victoriously faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, and to sustain my body, my soul, my spirit, and my opportunities, to the Almighty God, my Heavenly Father, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, immortal God, eternal God, victorious God, invincible God, the only wise God, that I honor and I glorify in forever and ever, in the name of Jesus. This hallelujah is the highest praise. Come on, let's give it up right now. Jesus is praying that our faith will continue to fail not. He is praying and rebuking the devourer for our name's sake. If you read the devotional even from yesterday, the kingdom has it found. The kingdom is righteousness. The kingdom is peace. And the kingdom is joy in the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of the Lord has come to us today to reveal to us that we have the sound of victory. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and we are the uncompromisingly righteous, and we are here to take over victoriously, land by land, inch by inch, to advance the kingdom of God so that other people will come to our God and make their boast in him. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Woo! Glory be to God. Say, I have the victory. The victory belongs to Jesus, and the victory belongs to me. May the Lord bless, watch, guard, and keep over you today, and may the Lord's face shine upon you, beloved. May the Lord lift up his approving countenance and give you peace today and tranquility of heart. Walk out that victory today. You already got it. No longer shrink back. We're so excited. Join us tomorrow for our first annual Shift Today, the Wednesday Shift Worship Experience. We're going to have all kind of goodies and cupcakes and Subway and chips and water and coffee, all kinds of good things just to celebrate the goodness of God. We're going to praise him. We're going to testify of him. And I believe we may even go Facebook Live. We'll see what the Holy Spirit says tomorrow so that you can join in with us during this celebration, because the victory has belonged to Jesus. He has met every single need in Shift Today Ministries. And I pray today, well, if you have a business, if you have a ministry, if you have a job, if you have whatever God has given you, that you can celebrate. Don't look at what you don't have. Look at what you have left. And he's left you with so much to get done by faith in Jesus' name. I love you, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning and tomorrow evening, starting at 6:15 in the evening. Invite family and friends in Jesus' name. I love you, and God bless you. Amen.